You know, having this for about 2 weeks, and I've been eating a lot of cough drops.
他已经咳嗽这么干咳了大概两周了，每次老常常吃这个咳嗽糖好像没什么效果。
I found that the house brand is actually better than the store brand.
最终就发现这店里头卖了两个牌子，其中有一个大概要好一点。
So, I'm not contagious, so we're good.
他说他不是传染的，所以大家不用担心。
A father had two sons.
一个父亲有两个儿子。
The older son was good with planting in the field. The older son was good with planting in the field.
大儿子是比较能够种地种得好。
Whatever crops that he planted, the harvest was plenty.
他不管是种什么植这庄稼，最后都收成很好。
The younger son was good with raising livestock.
这个小儿子呢，就养牲畜养得比较好。
He was able to grow flocks of whatever animals he had.
所以他不管是养什么牛啊羊的，他都养的是一大群出来。
Father loved them both.
这个爸爸是爱着两个孩子。
He told them to love God and worship God.
他也告诉孩子们要爱主，要敬拜主。
One day they brought offerings to God.
所以有一天这两个儿子就给神送去祭品。
The older brother brought some grains from the field.
所以大儿子从地里头拿了一些他的收成的这个谷子送给献给神。
And the younger brought some best sheep.
小儿子就把他最好的羊献给神。
They offered to God, and God favored the younger brother's offering.
他们两个人都献了祭，可是神更喜欢的是这个小儿子献的祭。
The older brother got angry and jealous.
所以这大儿子就觉得很生气，也很嫉妒。
So one day, older brother said to his brother.
所以有一天，这个大儿子就跟他的弟弟说
，Hey, bro.I got something in the field to show you. Come with me.
兄弟，我地里头有样东西，我要给你看看。你跟我来。
While they were in the field, the older brother killed his brother.
结果他们两个在地里的时候，这个大儿子就把小儿子给杀了。
Later that day, God asked the older brother, "Where is your brother?"
所以那天很晚的时候，晚一点的时候，神就问这个大儿子说，你的弟弟在哪呢？
The older brother replied, "I don't know."Am I my brother's keeper?
结果这个大儿子回答说，我不知道，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？
There are so many discussion points from this story, which is recorded in Genesis chapter 4.
这个故事是在创世纪第四章，大家都熟悉的。这个里边有很多可以讨论的要点。
But today I want to focus on what the older brother said to God, am I my brother's keeper?
但是今天我想要着重看的是这一句，这个大儿子跟神的这个回答，我岂是看守我弟兄的吗？
You know what the correct answer should be, right?
你们知道正确的答案应该是他怎么回答吗？
Of course, I am my brother's keeper.
当然了，我当然是看守我弟兄的。
In a family, especially in a Chinese family, that we should be keeping for each other.
在一个家庭里面，特别是我们中国人的家庭，我们彼此都要互相守望，去看护的。
I have two younger sisters.
我自己有两个妹妹。
When we were, you know, children, we fought for big things and small things alike.
我们小的时候肯定不管是大事小事都打打闹闹的去抢。
But after we grow up to adults, we look after each other.
但是我们长大成人之后，我们就彼此守护。
We have the best interest for each other and vice versa.
我们都是为彼此的最好处着想。我是这样想他们，他们也这样想我。
And when my younger sister was dating, and I asked her about her relationship.
所以当我妹妹他们在约会的时候，我就会问他们，你们这个约会的对象是什么样的人？
How was he treating her?
他们对你怎么样？
What was their future plan?
他们对于日后你们的关系有什么打算吗？
Is he a believer committing himself to the Lord?
他是不是已经委身给神的一个信徒呢？
I'm not being nosy, I'm just keeping my best interest for my sister.
我不是那么八卦的了，我只是想关心我妹妹，想要她得到最好的。
Likewise, my sister also had the best interest for me.
同样的，我妹妹也非常关心我。
Last week, our family took a trip to Washington, D.C.
上一周我跟 Linda 去了 D.C. 了。
And she texted me and said, how was the flight?
我妹妹就一直就给我发短信，就问我这飞行情况怎么样啊。
How's the weather? Did it snow?
天气怎么样？有没有下雪啊？
And when Linda and I wanted to visit a friend of hers in D.C.
我们本来打算是看看 Linda 在 D.C. 的一个朋友。
But this friend flew back to Taiwan to visit his brother after his brother's wife passed away.
但实际上这个朋友当时就不在 DC， 因为他紧急的就飞回台湾了，因为他的兄弟的妻子去世以后，他回去陪他的兄弟。
The flight was long and also expensive.
你知道从美国飞回台湾去，这个机票很贵，而且这个飞行时间也很长。
But for his brother, this is all worth it.
但是他是为了回去要去照看他的弟兄，这一切都值得。
In God's family, actually, we are also brothers and sisters.
在神的大家庭里，我们彼此都是兄弟姐妹。
If you have repented of your sins and trusted Jesus as your Savior and Lord, you are part of God's family.
如果你已经悔改了你的罪，认为这个主耶稣是你的救主，那么你就是神大家庭的一员。
Even though we don't share the same bloodline,
尽管我们彼此可能没有血缘关系
，but we are covered by the same blood.Of the Lord Jesus.
但是我们同样是耶稣的宝血所救赎的。
So you are my brother, my sisters.
所以你就是我的弟兄，我的姐妹。
And we're supposed to be keepers for each other in this journey of faith.
在我们这个信心之旅上，我们彼此都应该是彼此的守护者。
But keepers of what?
但是守护什么呢？
What do we supposed to help each other do?
那我们彼此应该帮助对方做什么呢？
What's the ultimate goal that we want to keep on keeping?
我们最终的目的是什么？我们要守护的是什么东西呢？
So then we need to look at the purpose of God's redemption.
所以我们就要看一看神的救赎的目的是什么。
So back in Genesis, God created human to be relational because he is relational.
我们看到在创世纪里神造人是要跟他要有一个关系，因为神是很看重关系的。
And this relationship is based on love because God is love.
这个关系是建立在爱的基础上，因为神就是爱。
So they're supposed to love God and love each other.
所以神所造的人应该去爱神，而且彼此相爱。
But they decided to rebel.
但是人是想要反叛。
And as a result, sin and death enter into the world.
最后的后果就是这个罪和死来到世界。
But God loved His creation, the humanity.
但是神是爱他所造的人类的。
The humanity, right? He decided to save us Himself.
他决定用他自己来救我们。
So Jesus came from heaven and became the sin offering for the human race.
所以耶稣就从天上降下，道成肉身，成为我们的赎罪祭。
So He died on the cross in my place, in your place, so we can be redeemed from the separation from God.
所以耶稣死在十字架上，就让我们你我可以从最终与神分离的这个最终被救赎出来。
And this relationship that was lost can be restored.
我们跟神之间的这个关系曾经是断开了，现在又能够来重建。
So the main purpose why God saved you is not for you to go to heaven.
所以神来救我们，他的目的并不是让我们去天堂。
Yes, it is a byproduct of going to heaven, but it's not the main purpose.
当然去天堂是一个副产品，但它不是神主要的目的。
The main purpose is to transform us so that we can love God and love others.
神主要的目的是能够改造我们，让我们能够爱神也能够爱人。
The main purpose is to reflect God's character in our lives.
这主要的目的就是把神的性情能够反映在我们自己的身上，我们的生活之中。
The main purpose is to think as he thinks and act as he acts.
主要的目的就是要想神所想，要行神所行。
So the main purpose is he will redeem us from what was lost.
所以主要的目的是神要把我们过去从失丧的境况之中给救赎出来。
And restore us to what God has intended for the humanity.
重建，让我们得到重建，能够恢复神最初造我们的目的。
So, to be my brother's keeper means the following.
所以要做我弟兄的守护者就意味着什么呢？
I encourage my brothers and sisters to love God and to love others.
我要鼓励我的弟兄姐妹们要爱神，也要彼此相爱。
I want my brothers and sisters for the opportunity to choose God's way instead of their way.
我也希望我的弟兄姐妹能够选择神的路，而不是他们自己的路。
I also want to come along their side if they are discouraged, struggling, or even giving up on loving God and loving others.
当我的弟兄姐妹在爱神爱人的路上，他觉得失望或者灰心丧气的时候，我希望能在他的身边去鼓励他。
We're on this faith journey together.
我们在这个信心之旅上是一起在走的。
And we're not supposed to do faith alone.
我们的信心之路从来不是单独靠我们一个人去走。
So let me give you two examples on the brothers' keepers.
我们看一看弟兄的守护者，我有两个例子，两个故事。
The first one is a brother kept is a brother healed.
第一个故事就是一个去被守护的一个弟兄是被医治的弟兄。
One day Jesus came to a town and he went to a house to preach.
有一天耶稣来到一个城，他到了一个人的家里去来讲道。
Four men decided that they want Jesus to heal their friend who was paralyzed.
我们知道这个故事，就是有四个人，他们有一个朋友是个瘫子，他们就想要耶稣能够治好他这个朋友。
So out of their kind heart, these friends carry him to see Jesus.
所以就出自他们这个善良的心，他们就带着这个瘫子朋友就送了，想去让他去见耶稣。
And to their surprise, when they arrived,
结果他们到那以后大吃一惊。
Everyone else in the town and their kinsmen all want to see Jesus.
就是满城的人跟他们的亲戚朋友都想要见耶稣，所以屋子满满的。
The number of people was so great that the house was overflowing.
人太多了，这房子里根本都装不下。
They had sweated in the sun and labored, you know, carrying this friend to see Jesus.
他们在大太阳底下抬着这个瘫子朋友一路走过来，很辛苦，满身大汗。
And now,
结果现在呢？
They're not even be able to reach him.
他们根本就没法接近耶稣啊。
But they were so determined to get their friend to see Jesus.
但是他们这四个朋友已经下定决心，一定要让他们摊子朋友能够见到耶稣。
If they could not get their friend to Jesus on the level plane,
如果他们没法在地上让他这个朋友去见耶稣的话
，then they will get their friend to see Jesus on the higher plane.
他们就决定要到高一点的层面上让他去见。
So they carry the friend to the rooftop.
所以他们就把这个摊子朋友给抬到房顶上去了。
And they start to dig through the roof and then made an opening.
他们把房顶给拆了，给打开了一个洞。
They really did not care what the owner of the house would say.
他们当时根本都不关心这个房主是会怎么说。
Because they figured that hey, they can fix the roof once their friend is healed.
因为他们肯定是这样打算的，如果这个摊子朋友给治好了，他们以后再把房顶修好了就行了。
So they found some rope and tied the mat their friend was on.
所以他们就找了一些绳子，就把这个摊子躺在那个褥子上，四个脚给用绳子系起来。
And they lowered their friend very very carefully.
所以他们就很小心翼翼的把这个摊子的这个褥子连着摊子一块给坠下去。
Yeah, because the friend is in the mid air.
你知道这从房顶上坠下去，人在半空之中。
Yeah, and then a quick release of one corner that will send his friend crashing down.
如果这四个人的力量不均匀，一头就放得太快了，那个摊子朋友就可能就给掉地上去了。
Now I come to think about it is that if that does happen, then his friend will land on and then broke his bones on a paralyzed body.
我在想啊，如果真的是这样的话，这个瘫子朋友嘣在摔地上，再摔断几根骨头的话
，and Jesus will perform double miracles.
耶稣在跟前嘛，所以当场就可以有双重的神迹，把瘫子也治好了，把这个骨头也接起来。
But anyway, at the end, Jesus healed this friend.
我们知道最终是耶稣已经治好了这个瘫子。
So why were these four friends so determined to get their friend to Jesus in spite of all these obstacles?
为什么这四个朋友能够克服一切的困难，能够把他这个摊子送到耶稣跟前去呢？
Because they believed that getting healed was the best thing that could happen to their friends.
因为他们相信把这个摊子朋友让他能够得医治，就是对这个朋友是最好的。
So they would do all these crazy acts to get to Jesus.
所以他们就宁可是做的让人看起来有点疯狂的举动，他们就是为了让这朋友能够见到耶稣。
So they kept their friend, and the friend was healed.
他们就守护他的朋友，这个朋友得了医治。
And the second example,
第二个故事
is a brother kept, is a brother redeemed.
第二个故事是讲到什么呢？一个被守护的弟兄是一个得救的弟兄。
John Mark was a young Jewish believer in the early church.
约翰·马可是早期教会的一个很年轻的一个信徒。
He was probably, his family probably was wealthy.
他们家可能蛮有钱的。
He was also a cousin of Barnabas, a prominent church leader with a nickname, the Encourager.
我们也知道他是巴拿巴的一个表弟。巴拿巴在当时的教会是德高望重，而且被称为劝慰子。
And when Paul and Barnabas set out to the first missionary trip,
所以保罗跟巴拿巴在开始第一次宣教之旅的时候
John Mark went as their assistant.
约翰马可是跟他们同行的，做他们的助手。
But in the middle of the trip, John Mark left them to return home.
但是到了这个旅途中间，约翰马可不知道什么原因，他反正就离开他们回家了。
And no one really knows the real reason.
谁也不知道究竟发生了什么事。
And I think Luke was so kind not to pen down did not spell the reason in the book of Acts.
我相信这个路加在《使徒行传》里也没有列出来原因，可能因为路加也很善良，不愿意把真正的原因写出来。
But in any case, Paul regarded Mark's action as a desertion.
但是保罗就把这个马可就当成逃兵，他很生气。
And then when the time came for the second missionary trip,
所以保罗开始第二次宣教之旅的时候
and Barnabas wanted his young cousin to join them again.
巴拿巴还想让他的小表弟跟他们同行
But Paul absolutely refused.
保罗就斩钉截铁地拒绝了
And the contention between Paul and Barnabas is so sharp that in the end, it's Paul went with Silas.And Barnabas took John Mark went a separate way.
这保罗跟巴拿巴实际上争吵得非常激烈，以至于最后他们两人就分道扬镳了。保罗是带着这个希拉同行，然后巴拿巴带着他的小表弟马可一起走。
Because in Paul's mind, John Mark is not reliable.
因为在保罗看来，肯定这个约翰马可实在是不可靠。
But many years later, we found.John Mark reappeared in the Bible.
但是很多年之后，我们看到在新约里面，这个马可的名字又出现了。
Actually, in his last letter, Paul expressed his final gratitude for this young man who once deserted his post.
实际上在保罗的最后一封书信里，他甚至提到这个年轻人，他说到这个年轻人对他有益处。
He says that Mark is helpful to me in my ministry.
他说他在传道的事上与我有益处。
So what happened to John Mark?
那这个在约翰马可身上发生了什么呢？
Well, it's because in his life, there were several people that did not desert him and wanted to give him the opportunity to redeem himself.
因为在他的生命之中，有几个人没有在他认为把他当成一个逃兵，没有放弃他，所以希望在他身上能够做一些事情。
The first is Barnabas.
第一位就是巴拿巴。
Barnabas wanted to give him another chance to grow spiritually.
巴拿巴想要给他一个第二次机会，让他能够在属灵上成长。
Barnabas did not give up his young cousin.
巴拿巴没有在这个小表弟身上放弃。
He stayed with John Mark and did what he was really good at, is to encourage him.
巴拿巴跟他的小表弟在一起，而且他做了他最擅长的事情，因为巴拿巴是劝慰子，他能够鼓励人。
And Peter really did not give up on John Mark either.
彼得也没有放弃约翰马可。
The early church consistently ascribed John Mark was the Peter's assistant.
这个在早期教会一向是把这个约翰马可当作彼得的小助手。
He actually wrote the second gospel that bears his name.
实际上我们知道马可福音就是这位约翰马可所写的。
Which is based on Peter's account on Jesus's life.
这本福音书是完全是根据彼得对耶稣生平的一些回忆写下来的。
And in his letter, Peter also mentioned John Mark as my son.
这彼得在他的书信之中把约翰马可叫做他的儿子。
Now, of course, within decades or so after that John Mark incident,
我们知道在约翰马可做了逃兵的大概十多年以后
the relationship between Paul and Mark actually improved greatly.
这段时间实际上保罗跟马可的关系啊有了很大的一个改进。
In one of his letter to the Church of Colossae,
保罗在给格罗西教会写的书信里面
he asked the church to welcome John Mark.
他请这个格罗西教会来接待马可。
It appeared that Paul chose Mark as his personal representative.
因为看起来保罗是把马可当作他个人的一个代表了。
That means that whatever Mark says in the church, the same as Paul said.
这就意味着说什么？马可在教会里说什么话，就相当于是保罗说的一样。
He also mentioned that Paul also mentioned John Mark was his fellow worker in the book of Philemon.
在腓利门书里面保罗也提到说马可是他的同工
And by the time that he wrote the second letter to Timothy
在保罗写到提摩太二书的时候提摩太后书的时候
And at that time is Mark and Timothy were together probably in Asia Minor
那时候可能马可和提摩太一同都在小亚细亚
And this is where Paul expressed his final gratitude about this young man that he is useful in his ministry
保罗在这封书信里也提到他对这个助手的感激他说因为马可在传道的事上与我有益
Paul did not remember all the wrongs but affirmed this restored brother
保罗没有记着马可以前所做的一切的错事，而是他从能够用重新的眼光来看这个弟兄。
嗯。And also, John Mark himself did not give up on himself.
我们看到约翰马可本人，他也没有对他自己放弃。
After Paul rejected him in the second trip of missionary.
保罗在第二次宣教之旅的时候拒绝马可同行。
He could have labeled himself as a desertion, failure, unreliable.
马可也可以给自己贴一个标签，认为他自己是一个逃兵，而且是不可靠的，是一个失败。
And just gave up on his faith.
因为对他自己的信仰，他可以放弃的。
He could have just curled up and just disappeared from the New Testament.
他还可以蜷缩成一团，从这个新约中整个就消失了。
In that case, then we would not have the second gospel that bears his name.
我们也就不会有这个马可福音这本书了。
A failure did not really define him.
但是这个并不是来。定义他的一个这个、失败并不是来定义他的一个词。
Yeah. Rather, he accepted these redeeming grace, and he continued serving others.
而是马可接受了这个救赎的恩典，他继续的去服侍别人。
And John Mark's mother actually definitely played a major role in his faith.
我们也看到，约翰马可的母亲玛利亚，实际上在马可的这个信仰上面，她肯定是有重要的一个角色。Yeah.
We know that she had a large house because a sizable church that will pray in her house.
我们知道的，马可的母亲玛利亚肯定有个挺大的房子，因为一个很大的一个祷告会就是在她家里举行的。
And when Peter was miraculously released from prison, the first place he went was Mary's house.
保罗，当时彼得是靠着神迹从监狱里被放出来之后，他首先要去的是哪呢？就是玛利亚的家。
Because he knew that where the praying church was.
因为他知道当时教会都是在玛利亚家里头一起祷告。
So she opened her house for the early church to pray.
所以玛利亚等于是开放了自己的家庭，让早期的教会来聚集祷告。
So parents.I have a word for you.
所以做父母的听着有话跟你们讲。
Do not underestimate your influence to your children.
你不要低估你对孩子的影响。
Do not underestimate your influence to your children.
不要低估你们对孩子的影响。
You might think that their friend or the celebrities have a better influence, so you just detach yourself from their world.
也许你想这些青少年的孩子，尤其是他们，可能他们的朋友的影响或者那些名人对他们的影响比我的影响大多了，所以我就远远的就避开就好了。
No, please engage with them.
不是这样的，所以你必须要跟你的孩子们要有联系。
Have you asked them lately how, you know, what their friends are like or how their friendships are?
你有没有最近问问你的孩子他的朋友情况怎么样，跟朋友的关系怎么样？
Yeah, what's been bothering them?
他们心里头有些什么事情让他们不痛快吗？
Are there anything that they want you to pray for?
有没有任何他们的事情你可以帮他祷告的呢？
So how do we be the keeper of our children?
我们怎么样来做我们孩子的守护者呢？
How do we be a keeper for our brothers and sisters?
我们怎么样来做我们弟兄姐妹的守护者？
So from these two examples that I listed that we saw a pattern.
从这两个例子中，我们看到一个城市。
That these keepers recognized the needs of the brother, and they did, and they did something.
这些守护者，他们看到了弟兄身上的需要，然后他们就做了一些事情。
But then, how do we recognize the needs in the first place?
但是我首先，我们怎么看到对方的需要呢？
What comes down is the day in and day out of the connections.
这里头就最终的结果就是我们跟别人彼此建立的这个关系，日常的关系。
And this connection is not just made once or twice.
这种关系可不是一两次交谈就能建立起来。
But regularly and frequently.
而是要常常的，要持续不断的。
Psychologists actually have identified 5 levels of emotional intimacy as we get to know someone.
我们认识某个人，实际上这个心理学家认为说是有5个亲密的层面。
The first level is the safe communication.
第一个层面可能就是很安全的一些对话。
And this conversation involves on just exchanging of facts and information.
这样的对话就是很普通的，就是大家谈一谈一些很普通的事情。
Okay, yeah, facts and information.
一些事实，谈一些事实，跟彼此自己自身无关的事实。
And there are no feelings, opinions, or personal vulnerability involved.
这里头没有个人的一些观念啊，或者个人的一些自己有什么脆弱的地方啊，不会跟对方讲出来。
Therefore, there's no risk of a rejection or criticized.
所以 这样的话就也不会有任何冒险，也不会担心对方会批评你啊，或者是跟你不同意见不同。
Yeah, and this is a kind of a conversation we will have with people that we don't really know well.
这种寒暄，我们说的这种寒暄，就好像就是我们跟一些不熟悉的人在一起交谈的时候所谈的话。
Yeah, for example, like you met someone, you say, "Hey, where are you from?"
比如说你见到什么人，你就一个新第一次见到一个人，你就说你从哪来啊？
Or you say that the weather in South Florida is so nice.
或者你就说，哎呀，这天气，佛罗里达的天气真是太好了。
Yeah, I said that when I went to D.C.
这样到 D.C. 的时候就跟人家讲，人肯定很羡慕。
Or you can say that, hey, Publix is having sales this week.
或者你就跟人讲说，哦，今天 Publix 有什么东西打折呢？
Right. And then we move on to the next level.
然后到第二个层面。
And we start to share other people's thoughts and beliefs and opinions.
在第二个层面就是我们来分享的一些东西是别人的一些想法，别人的一些看法。
We begin to reveal ourselves by association.
我们慢慢的开始要显示我们自己的内心，但是我们是通过一些跟外界的联系来显示。
And then we say something like, my mom always say this.
你就可能会说，我妈妈常常是这么说的。
Or I say, this is what I heard from someone else.
或者说，哦，这是我从某处从别人那听到的话。
We make such statement is to test the other person's reaction when we share something that really is not really our own opinion.
因为我们这时候这个谈话有点试探性的，我们分享一些别人的看法来看看对方的反应。这其实不是我自己的看法，但是我想看看对方是对此怎么反应。
Now this is a little bit more risky than the level one.
这跟比起第一个层面来讲，你要稍稍有一点冒险了。
But because we're not sharing our own opinion, that we can distance ourselves from other opinions if we feel like rejected or criticized.
但是这个层面上，我们分享的不是我们自己的想法，而是我听到的某个人的想法，别人的一个想法，所以。对我们来讲其实还是蛮安全的，因为如果跟对方意见不一致，我就可以跟他保持距离就好了。
Okay. And then the next level is that we begin to share our own thoughts, our own opinions and beliefs.
在下面一个亲密度就是第三个层面，我们就开始分享我们自己的想法，自己的对事件的看法。
And then if we start to feel vulnerable, then we can always switch our opinions or change our mind about what we said.
如果这时候我觉得可能有点脆弱，好像把自己的东西都给人看了，那我可以改变我的想法，可以改变我的说法。
For example, if you say, "Hey, what do you think about President Trump or climate change?"
比如说，人家可能问你，你对这个 Trump 总统是怎么看呢？或者对这个大就全球的气候变化是怎么看的
？Or at the faith level, then if I make a statement, say, "Hey, there is no other salvation besides Jesus."
又或者说，你来对你的信仰来做一个说法，就是说这个除耶稣以外别无拯救。
Okay. Then we go to level four.
然后就是第四个层面。
This is where we are share our feelings and experiences.
到这个层面，我们就可以分享自己的情绪、自己的感受。
Now, at this level, we start to talk about our joy and pain.
到这个层面，我们就开始分享我们自己的喜和乐了。
Our mistakes in the past or our aspirations and dreams in the future.
我们过去所犯的错误，我们对于未来的打算，我们的梦想。
And what we like or what we don't like.
我们喜欢或者不喜欢什么事都可以分享。
Now, this is a more vulnerable because now we can't really change how we feel or what happened in the past.
这是层面就属于比较脆弱的一个层面，因为你已经把你自己能够展示给别人看，你过去发生的事不可能再改写，所以你说出来的话也不可能再换一个方式再给它盖掉了。
And if we have a sense of getting rejected, then all we can say is that, well, I'm not that person anymore. I can do better next time.
如果你告诉对方你的过去，你被对方拒绝，你也可以讲我不是过去那个人，我已经变了，我就是这里头就有一些不安全的一个这个感觉在里面。
For example, I can say I was so scared when this happened.
比如说，你可以跟人讲说，哎呀，这个事发生的时候我好害怕。
Or I'm in pain. I have family problems.
或者说我家里现在正有些问题，我所以现在很痛苦。
Or for our high school seniors are going to college, we can say.I got this acceptance letter from this college, and I cried.
或者说，我们这马上要上大学的孩子们可能说，哎呀，我已经拿到大学的通知书，我激动的都掉眼泪了。
Then we go to the last level, the highest level.
结果，然后下面一个层次就是最高层次的一个亲密度的最高层，第五个层次。
And it is the deepest core of who we are.
而是就是我们揭露出我们内心最深处最核心的我们是谁。
It is the level that requires the greatest amount of trust.
这个层次是要求我们彼此要有最深的一个信任。
If I can trust that you won't reject me, then I will never share this level of my deepest self to you.
如果我认为你不值得信任，我没法完完全全的相信你的话，我不会把自己拉到这个层面来跟你交流。
Because unlike other levels, this level you have no escape.
因为就跟前面的四个层面不一样，到了这个层面，你已经无处可躲了。
Because when someone else sees the real you.You cannot convince them otherwise.
因为这时候你已经把自己完完全全你最真实的内心揭示在对方面前，你已经不可能再逃避回去了。说我不是这样的，那已经不可能。
So communicating at this level means that you offer someone your most vulnerable part of yourself.
在这个层面上跟对方的交流，就意味着你已经把你最脆弱的那一面都显示给对方看。
And the greatest fear is that they could use this against you.
但是这时候你就觉得最不安全，为什么呢？你已经把你最脆弱的地方显出来，对方可以用它来攻击你的。
So because of this level, it's who you are that we will reveal this part with people that we really trust, like a family or close friends.
所以到这个层面，我们通常是跟自己最亲密的、最熟悉的人才能达到这个层面。
For example, you say that, hey, when you don't text me.I feel hurt.
比如说，你可能跟一个朋友或者跟你最亲密的人说，你不给我发短信，我觉得心里很受伤。
It's not the texting is the problem. Is the result is that I have a need that I need to communicate with you. I want to know you, and that's the part that's missing, and that's the deepest desire.
因为这显示出来什么呢？并不是说因为你不发短信这个事实，而是说我希望跟你有亲密的交流。你要是忽略我的话，我心里会觉得难过、受伤。
Or if you say that, hey, I feel like God is calling me to involve in this area.
也可以跟对方分享，你说我觉得神在呼召我在这方面去做一些事情。
Right, this is a area that you were saying that this is your motivation, your desire that God is calling you to do.
也可以跟对方分享你的动机，你为什么要这么做？你觉得神是呼召你去做这方面的事工。
Or someone may say that, hey, I want to see a counselor. Will you go with me?
又或者有人说，我想去见一个心理辅导，你能不能陪我一起去？
Right, when someone says that really they're revealing that either they are afraid they need someone to accompany them.
如果有人这样跟你说的话，那肯定是他们觉得去见心理辅导，他心里有点害怕，所以他希望你能陪着他一起去。
Or the problem is that we have with this person, let us go together.
又或者说我跟这个某个人之间有点问题，我们能不能一起去解决这个问题？
But regardless, this is we're showing our vulnerability to another person.
但是无论如何，到这个层面上，我们已经把自己最脆弱的一面都显示给对方了。
Now, these levels of intimacy work in sequence.
我们知道这个亲密的这个五个层面，它必须是按照顺序一层一层来的。
You cannot jump to the next level without succeeding in the previous level.
你不可能说从第一层一下就蹦到第四层，没有这样。
And also, both people need to move through the level together.
而且双方必须是同时的从一个层面进到下一个层面。
So don't share your level 4 stuff with someone with level 2 with you.
所以你不会跟一个到了第四层面的第四层面才应该去分享的一些东西跟一个只到第二层面的一个朋友去说。
So if you come to church, or meeting in a small group,
所以如果你来到教会或者是在一个这个小的这个小组来大家一起见面的时候
These are all opportunities to make connections through conversation.
这些机会实际上就是让你能够跟弟兄姐妹们建立关系的时候
And these are the opportunities so you can listen well and then you can earn the right to speak to their heart.
这些也是机会让你能够倾听而且能够对他们的心说话的时候
Let me say it again. These are opportunities to listen well.So you will earn the right to speak to their heart.
这种时候就是你要仔细的倾听，而且你才能够取得他们的信任，得到这个权利，跟他们去谈，去跟他们进行心对心的交流。
These are the opportunities to know their needs.
这也是去了解他们的需要的机会。
You can come along their side to walk together.
你可以走在他的身边，跟他同行一段路。
And to be their keeper.
来做他们的守护者。
So, this afternoon during lunchtime.
所以今天在我们吃中饭的时候。
Please find some people, share the meal, and have the conversation.
最好是去找几个朋友，你跟他一起来吃饭，然后你们大家一起聊聊天。
With the intent to make connection to their heart.
你心里头最好是有这样的一个意愿，想要去了解他们的内心，想要跟他们有更深层次的关系。
Moving up this intimacy level takes time.
你知道从这个亲密程度的第一层面到第五层面是花很多时间的。
And so make yourself available to listen well.
所以首先呢，让你自己做一个好的倾听者。
So you can find out, how are they doing in the area of loving God and loving others?
你可以看看他们在爱神爱人方面他们做的怎么样。
Do they have any prayer request?
他们是不是需要有一些祷告的需要呢？
Do they have a need that you feel like maybe they should seek spiritual guidance or professional help?
他们是不是有一些需要让你觉得他们需要有专业的辅导来帮助他们呢？
And also, this is very important, keep what you hear to yourself unless you get a permission to share with others.
还有一点非常重要，把你听到的这些比较亲密的分享的内容，就让他在你自己的心里不要去跟别人去讲，除非是得到对方的允许才能跟对方来分享。
Because respecting their struggle also is a way to earn their trust.
因为你尊重他们所经历的挣扎，也是一个可以得到他们信任的一种方式。
And then pray with them, pray for them.
然后就跟他们一起祷告，为他们祷告。
And then maybe do a follow up after a few days later.
也许几天之后，你再跟他去再跟进一下，打个电话啦，发个信啦。
And if the lunchroom is too noisy.Maybe you can make a lunch date with that person.
如果我们吃中饭的时候这环境太嘈杂了，你也可以跟他约一下，我们不定什么时候吃个中饭吧。
The purpose is to make connection to their heart.
我们的目的就是希望彼此的内心有所联系。
So when the connection is made,
当这个关系建立起来以后，
then we know what their needs are.
我们就知道他们的需要是什么。
And then we can be their keeper of our brothers and sisters.
然后我们才能够成为我们弟兄姐妹的守护者。
And that brother can also be a keeper for me.
那个就我这个弟兄姐妹说不定也能成为我的守护者。
Jesus really is our ultimate keeper.
耶稣基督是我们最终的最大的守护者。
He not only died on our behalf on the cross so we can live.
他不仅仅是为了我们能够活下去，他死在十字架上。
He also gave us the Holy Spirit so that we are enabled to love God and love others.
他给了我们圣灵，所以圣灵能够帮助我们爱神爱人。
Holy Spirit is not like a strict piano teacher that's holding a stick waiting for our mistake.
我们的这个圣灵可不是一个严厉的一个钢琴老师，拿着一个棍子弹错了就叭打上去。
But He is our counselor, our advocate.
他是我们的这个一个辅导者。而且是我们能够来恳求者。
He's our comforter.
他也是我们的安慰者。
He's the one that come alongside with us to walk with us.
他是我们身边陪着我们一起同行的人。
In this journey of faith, whether it's in a good time or a sad time.
在我们的这个天路历程上，不管是悲是喜，是欢乐的时候，是痛苦的时候，他都与我们同行。
You know that I work with middle school young high school students.
大家知道我是在青少年事工上有份，所以我就辅导这些初中或者高中的孩子。
I actually really appreciate their parents.
我是非常感谢他们的父母。
They brought their children to church when they were, you know, since they were babies.
我们这些孩子都是从小在小 baby 的时候就带到教会来。
They want their children the best, that is to know the Lord.
这个父母都是希望孩子们得到最好的，就是认识我们的主。
Because they want them to grow up to follow the Lord in their lives.
他们希望这些孩子们能够成长起来，而且跟随主的脚步。
And our teachers and myself, we only have them about a couple of hours a week.
我们的教师们还有我自己，我们每个星期可能跟这些孩子们一起相处的时间只有几个小时而已。
So we do our best to help them to shape their worldview.With the biblical worldview.
所以我们尽力地帮助孩子们，让他们的世界观能够跟我们的所信仰的这个信仰相连接。
We do our best to help them to go into the world, but not of the world.
我们也帮助这些孩子能够入世，但是不属于这个世界。
And I personally tell my students this.
我个人是对我的学生们这么说。
I have a prayer that.They will walk with the Lord in their lives.
我对他们有个祷告，我希望他们一生能够跟主同行。
And when I go to heaven, I am going to search each one of them.
当我到了天堂的时候，我会一个一个去找他们去。
Because I have a list that I want them to be there as well.
因为我有他们的一个名单，我希望我在那儿的时候，我也希望看到他们也在那儿。
Because this is what's important, and I want to be the keeper.
因为这是非常重要的，我希望成为他们的守护者。
So, the question.
所以问题是
am I, Am I my brother's keeper?
我是不是我弟兄的守护者？
I hope that you will answer this question with a resolute. I am my brother's keeper.
我希望你的回答是斩钉截铁，毫不犹豫的。是的，我是我弟兄的守护者。
What are you going to do to be the keeper, your brother's keeper?
你要做你弟兄的守护者，你需要做什么呢？
Spend time with your brothers and sisters.
你跟你的弟兄姐妹花时间在一起。
And make connections to their hearts.
跟他们的心要有一个连结。
Listen what they say.
要听听看他们是在说什么。
Because we're on this faith journey together.
因为这个天路历程我们是同行的。
Let us become each other's keepers and raise a spiritual cover for our brothers and sisters.
让我们成为彼此的守护者，而且能够彼此掩护对方，保护对方，守望看顾。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, you call us to be your children.
天父，你呼召我们成为你的儿女。
And we thank you, Jesus, for what you have done, so that we have the right to become your children.
我们感谢耶稣基督为我们做的一切，所以我们才能够成为你的儿女。
So in this journey of faith, you gave us a brother and sisters.
在信仰之旅上，你给了我们弟兄姐妹。
And we will walk together.
我们一起同行。
We'll help each other.
我们彼此帮助。
So help us to have a willing heart to spend the time with each other.
帮助我们，让我们有一个愿意的心，去愿意去帮彼此相助。
Help us to listen to each other.
彼此能够倾听。
Help us to know the needs and help each other.
去了解对方的需要，能够帮助对方。
I pray that we all say, "I am my brother's keeper."
我希望我们大家都能够祷告说，是的，我是我弟兄的守护者。
So may your Spirit help us in this journey.
主啊，愿。